Broad-based design methods. There are a number of broad-based approaches to product design, all of which are focused on improving different aspects of the supply chain design. We'll take a closer look at three broad-based design approaches: design for the supply chain, design for logistics, and design for excellence or everything. Design for the supply chain. Design for the supply chain refers to enhancement of a firm's product design in consideration of the issues that will arise in the supply chain, from raw materials to the final stage of the product's life cycle. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The need to meet supply chain goals of faster inventory turnover, lower inventory costs, reduced inventory transit time, and quicker time to market has inspired modifications to the design process. Design for the supply chain incorporates concepts of design related to supply chain standardization, simplification, customization, quality, and sustainability, each of which is discussed in its own area. Design for logistics. A term closely related to design for the supply chain is design for logistics, DFL. Adding logistics to the design agenda assumes that the supply chain and the product are designed simultaneously to optimize efficiency, affordability, and quality. Design for logistics is concerned with minimizing supply chain costs by designing to minimize transportation and storage costs, efficient packaging for fast loading slash unloading and higher density of items per pallet, designing to minimize manufacture and assembly time, designing to maximize standardization. The first of these principles is discussed next, while design for manufacture and assembly and standardization are discussed elsewhere. Design to minimize transportation and storage costs may involve designing products to fit into standard box sizes, full size, half size, quarter size, etc., so that different boxes can fit in a master carton or on a pallet efficiently. This process is called unitization or containerization. For example, 4 6-packs packs of beer can be designed to fit into a master carton that holds 24 cans and stacked along with 24 packs. This process allows different assortments to be shipped together. Master carton design should also facilitate loading and unloading by hand without mechanical assistance when feasible. Changing product designs and how items are packed can also reduce overall box sizes. For example, designers could reinforce a product's internal frame so it requires less cushioning material, or store a cable within a printer output tray instead of increasing the packaging. Such size reductions can have huge cost savings, for example, being able to fit an additional row of goods on each pallet. Examples of design for logistics abound in retail stores. Plastic garbage pails that can be stacked one inside the other are a result of DFL. Since they are made of plastic rather than metal, they are lightweight for ease of transport. When nested, they occupy much less storage space and are more economical to ship. Many other products now come in kit form for similar reasons. IKEA's products, for example, are shipped unassembled in flat cartons for efficient handling and storage. One unit in each size can be set up in the store for viewing, and customers have easier transportation home. The customer home is the final manufacturing worksite. Benefits. Benefits of the transportation and storage component of design for logistics include the following. Lowering transportation and warehousing costs increases profit margins. Warehouses can store more goods, relieving capacity pressures. Recognizable master carton design helps retailers when looking for a particular item to restock from storerooms. Packaging design can allow some retailers to sell directly from a pallet. Trade-offs. Trade-offs of the transportation and storage component of design for logistics include the following. Maximizing items on a pallet needs to be balanced against the needs of retailers. Slow-moving goods may not be desired in larger quantities. Product requirements may make standard box sizes problematic. The density of items may need to be altered to balance between maximum vehicle volume, cube out, and vehicle weight restrictions, weigh out. Design for X, DFX. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines design for X, DFX as follows. Also referred to as design for excellence, DFX is a design process that ensures the outcome is manufacturable, maintainable, cost-effective, and of high quality. Design for X is sometimes called design for everything to describe a need to design a product or service with all of the design considerations that an organization determines are of strategic importance. For example, a particular organization could decide that its critical design goals include universality, design for manufacture and assembly, quality function deployment, postponement, and design for reverse logistics. Each organization will set its own priorities.